What Paul said about those who disregarded the poor and feasted alone? Don't you have homes to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing? I would like to say the same about those who cause disruptions and engage in conversations in this place. Don't you have homes to play around in? Or do you despise the church of God and lead even those who would be modest and quiet astray? But it's delightful and enjoyable for you to chat with your friends. I'm not forbidding this, but it should be done at home, in the market, or at the baths. For the church is not a place for socializing, but for learning. But now it's no different from a marketplace. Nay, it's even, dare I say, akin to a theater, given how scandalously the women who gather here attire themselves compared to those who are found there. As a result, we see that even here, many degenerates are enticed by them. And if anyone is planning or aiming to seduce a woman, there's likely no place that seems more fitting to him than the church. And if something is to be sold or bought, the church seems more handy than a market, for more chatter on such topics happens here than in the shops themselves. Or if anyone wants to divulge or hear any gossip, you'll find that it is more accessible here than outside in the public square. And if you want updates about political affairs, individual families, or military matters, skip the courthouse or the pharmacy, for here, those things are talked about with more accuracy. Our gatherings are anything but a church.